Today on Changing Course, our guest is Megan Fields, senior lecturer in the Communication Studies program at the University of Tennessee. The shorthand form of that is she teaches public speaking. Why do students take this class? Do they want to take this class? Do they have to take this class?
I would say very few of my students want to take the class. They have to take the class as a general education requirement. Some form of oral communication has to be taken at the university. So I would say that the majority of students come in on the first day with fear and terrified, because the public speaking is one of the greatest fears that research shows.
Why are people so terrified of public speaking?
Ultimately, I think students feel that they're being judged when you have 25 pairs of eyes looking back at you or 500 pairs of eyes looking back at you. There's a form of judgment involved in that. And it's a very vulnerable position to physically put your body in front of an audience, especially if there's not a podium, and to add verbally your words on top of that is a whole nother level of nerves. What if I mess up? So there's like a real fear of failure involved as well. When you know your material well and you've practiced, I think your fear level goes down.
You know, I actually am not scared to speak in public, but after hearing all that, I'm a little bit scared now.
There's really no need to be afraid. The majority, I would say, of audience members want you to do well. They want you to succeed. So it's always helpful when a student or the teacher or any audience member is smiling back at you and nodding and at least pretending to listen to what you're saying. It lowers your anxiety when you have a supportive facial expression from an audience member.
So do you also work with the students to not only overcome their fears of speaking in public, but also to be good audience members?
Yes, we talk a lot about ethical listening early on in the semester and what it means to be an ethical listener. And they actually have to come up with their own list of what being an ethical listener might look like or feel like. So we talk about sitting up straighter in your chair, not having your headphones on or earbuds left in, or even just one earbud, putting your cell phone out of sight and back in your bag so that it's not visible to the speaker, making eye contact with the speaker. Those are seemingly basic things, but you'd be surprised at how little feedback you can get when a student is just looking like they're falling asleep.
Do you see changes in students taking the class that go from just terrified, petrified to full confidence? Are the improvements smaller?
I think one of the great joys of my job as a teacher of public speaking is watching the students grow from the beginning of the semester to the end. Some students really do have a very noticeable drastic change in the way that they speak. As for nerves, I think it's hard to tell because quite often the nerves that you're feeling inside when you're speaking are not visible to the audience. So even though you hear your heart thumping really loudly in your chest or inside your brain in your ears, we can't see that as an audience member. So helping the students step outside themselves to lessen their anxiety helps them to be more comfortable, and that's where you see the growth.
Are there things that anybody could do, including your students, before the speaking, like deep breathing or visualization? What kind of things can one do to help in advance?
Actually, both of those two that you mentioned, Todd, are techniques we talk about in the classroom. We talk about being mindful of what you're feeling before the speech, and then doing visualization practices just like an athlete would. What does a successful track meet look like? Or what does a successful swim meet look like? What does success look like? So we talk about, what does a successful public speech look like? Do you visualize the audience clapping at the end? Do you visualize the audience nodding their head and smiling as you speak? Do you visualize smooth transitions? All of those things can help you feel more prepared so that your anxiety is lessened. We also discuss breathing and the belly breath. So when you breathe deep and use your whole lung capacity, that will help relax your nervous system. And then we talk about simple things like simply knowing your topic, actually knowing what you're talking about, and practicing. Practice what you're going to say. I even thought about what I was going to say to you today, Todd, not knowing that much about what you were going to ask me. Students really need to plan. Procrastination doesn't really work well in the public speaking classroom, just as procrastination doesn't always work real well in the real world.
Are there topics these days the students really love to talk about or they get really excited about?
Yes. Some of the popular topics lately have been sex trafficking and how it's happening near Knoxville or in Knoxville more than we know. So sex trafficking is always or human trafficking is always a popular topic. Sweatshops are always a popular topic. But I love the student who gets really creative with their topic and chooses something that you wouldn't normally expect. For example, this semester I just heard a really well done speech on why you should smoke cigarettes, which is obviously not something I encourage as a teacher or instructor or just human being in general. But this student wanted to challenge himself, and he did a really nice job presenting it.
Did he do it in an ironic fashion, or was he actually making the case for smoking cigarettes?
No, it's required in the classroom to use scholarly sources, and there is some small amounts of scholarly research that support smoking cigarettes in terms of, and not smoking often, smoking in moderation to prevent Parkinson's, according to the research this student had found. And he talked about smoking in terms of lessening your anxiety and making it easier to talk to people. So there's research that shows that as well. So this student did a really good job. So it wasn't an ironic speech.
I took public speaking at UT back in, I think it was 1854. I can't remember. It was back when they were still in the quarter system.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things my professor made me do was to argue a point that I did not believe. And I found that really instructive about how to make a case. Do you ever do things like that? Or do students ever take up a topic that, or a question that they actually disagree with but argue for it?
We talk about how it's important to acknowledge the opposing viewpoint within your speech, how you will build trust with your audience if you acknowledge that, yes, there is another viewpoint out there, but here's why I think my way or my perspective is better or stronger.
It sounds like a very rewarding class to teach. Is it rewarding and is it fun?
It is without a doubt rewarding. Every semester is different. Every student is different. And that's one of the beautiful things about my job is I get asked, don't you ever get bored teaching the same material over and over? Because I actually teach the class 4 times a day. But I don't, because audiences, my students react differently and they ask different questions and they come from different backgrounds. So watching them grow from the beginning of the semester to the end, that's the rewarding part. And recognizing that it's really not about me, it's about them improving and getting comfortable with a life skill that they're going to use for the rest of their lives, whether you call public speaking in an interview situation, talking to you on the radio, preaching at church, teaching in the classroom, presenting to your corporate executives. All of those are public speaking examples. But even just talking to your friend while you're at dinner, you're sort of exposed when you're having that conversation. So there's all levels and forms of public speaking. So it's so important. So knowing that I'm teaching something that is so useful and practical for this world and for them to succeed, that is pretty rewarding.
Well, Megan Fields, thanks so much for coming in and talking to us.
I'm delighted. Thank you for the opportunity.
Again, our guest today on Changing Course, Megan Fields, Senior Lecturer in Communication Studies here at the University of Tennessee. For Changing Course, I'm Todd Steed, and I am less afraid to speak in public than I used to be. Changing Course is a production of WUOT.